We are continuing with Daf Mem Hei, and we're starting from Mem Hei on the base. The Mishnah says that if someone has an extra finger, or you know, all together, four extra, one finger for each hand, and one and an extra toe for each leg, and it's 24 altogether, who the holds is kosher, and who the holds is it's not good. He has a mum. I'm going to get Yitzchak. Both darshan and one pasuk. In the pasuk it says, there was a war in Gas. There was a person who was very big. It was six each. And altogether, it said in the Pasuk, Esther Varbah Mispar. That's what it said in the Pasuk. That's what it says in the Pasuk. It's a war between the Pelishtim and David HaMelech. So it says there was someone there, a very big person, who had 24 digits, 24, 12 fingers and 12 toes. Marasav and Nusim Mishdai, one saying that how disgusting it looked. Marasav, Abishvach and Mishdai, the other man who holds no, he's saying it's Shvach. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's talking about his Shvach, and therefore his Kasher, of course. And the other man who says, that's talking about his Gnus, saying, how he doesn't look so good. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Omar Rabba, Malik Siv Shesh, Shesh, Esim Rabba, Mishpah. Why don't we say altogether, 24, 6, 6, just say as an extra finger, Shvichid. He goes on Shesh, Shesh, just said that has six. Six, Havamina Shisti Dave Shistikari. Maybe he has six on one hand and six on one foot. You don't know if it's six on each hand, six on each foot. It says 24. I mean, just altogether one for one extra for each limb. Each extra finger on each hand and an extra toe on each foot. Because of one Esim Rabba, just say 24. That means one extra digit on each hand, each foot. Tavamino, maybe who chamish ma'agisa v'shev ma'agisa. One hand has five fingers, other hand has seven fingers. Kasher Rachmana, no, it was even. Sheish, each one had six, altogether 24. Why did it say misbar? Misbar means menasperis agaba yad, that it was in the right order with the other fingers, aligned with the other fingers. Zogt Amar Avayter, who doesn't bring a riot to himself, that it's a shvach. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'is about the Mechosh, well, for Rabbi Tarfin, the person came in front of Rabbi Tarfin, yes, we all the Raglav, he had extra Sheish, Sheish, Esh, Rabbi, he had altogether, 12 fingers and 12 toes, altogether 24. Amalai, Rabbi Tarfin said, Kamoyscha, Yer, Yisrael, should be a lot of you in Klai Yisrael. So it sounds like it's a good thing. Amalai, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Raya. Misham Raya, Kach, Amalai, Kamoyscha, Yismatu, Mamzeri, Menesinim Yisrael. That if people, if Mamzerim are born like you, then it will decrease the number of mamzerim. Why? Because people will realize that they are mamzerim and no one's going to marry them because they'll see, oh, they have extra fingers, that must be a mamzer. So we're saying it would be nice if the mamzerim looked like you, so then there wouldn't be a lot of mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Okay, so the Mishnah said, our previous Mishnah said that if someone is ambidextrous, machlekes, if you're a kosher avodah or not. Tana Rabbanan, iter, a lefty, ben biyabe reg apostle, a lefty with his hand, he can't do avodah with his right hand because that's the weaker hand, and a foot also, he stands, doesn't stand like a regular person because he's a lefty. Then the halacha is, he is not kosher to be do avodah, it's a mum. But ambidextrous, Rabbi holds pasuk. What's the beer machlekes? Marsav akirshus aschalav yamin. It looks like his right hand is getting weaker. That's why his left hand is working. So that's why it's a mum. Marsav, no, brius aschalav smile. His left hand got stronger, not that his right hand got weaker. So that's the machlekes. Zok the mishtavaita. It's more mumin of the kahanim. Hakushi, hagichon, valavkon. These different colors. The Gemara is going to explain it. Akushin always black, and the other ones are other colors, the unusual colors. The halacha is that's a mum. Vakipeach is also a mum. The Gemara will explain what that means exactly. Vananos is someone's very short. Vacherish, vashaita. And it has to be a cherish shaita that's not mamish, a regular cherish shaita, because they're possible mitzvahs. Just means that he can't hear so good, anybody could talk, so it's not a cherish wall mitzvah, still for being a mum, he's a cherish. And shaita also, sometimes he's well, but since a lot of times he's shaita, so that's pasul avayda. Vashikur, if someone's drunk, it's pasul avayda. Ubal negam tahar, someone has a nega, it's tahar, but still, the halach is that he is not kosher to be du avayda. Pesum v'adam uvekshei mehema. All these are only a problem for Adam, not for behema. A behema could be a shikur and other things, and a nega will not make a animal imam. Because the word is by a mum, it has to be similar to other parts of Shavuot Zara Shalaren, and that only applies by Adam, not by a behemoth. Shimon Mila Eimer, Shaita Men a behemoth of Mufcha. a shayt v'hem is not 100% well good. It's not the best thing. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, af baliha dudulim psulim ba'odom v'ksherim v'hem. Those with hanging skin or hanging flesh off their body is not kosher for a person, but an animal is kosher, I guess, because also not shavai bizarre sha'aron, because he has these things hanging off him, doesn't look so nice. So what's kushi? Uchma. The more I explain the colors now. Kushi means uchma, he's black. The kohen is black, you know, is not kosher. Gichor is what? Chivra. It's white, he's very white. Lafkon is sumka. If someone was red, that true? There was a person who said he was selling, you know, sheep. And he said, who wants a lafkon? And what do you see? It was white. It was white. So you see, lafka means white, not red. Marissa changes. Kushi means uchma means black. Gichor means sumka. Gichor taka means red. Like it says, gam ichi sumka gichor. Like people call red, they call red gichor. And lafka is chivuro. It's white. Kedahudam aleman by likvani. Just like the person said, he wants to buy a sheep that's likvani, and it was taka white. So the Gemara, kipeach. What's kipeach? Mitori Rav Zvid. Gavoya. A kipeach is someone who is very, very tall. Ain't he? Fake tomorrow. Isn't tall a good thing? What do you see that Hashem? He takes, you know, he likes the Bali Kaima. It says in the Pasuk, Shanema, Avnuchi Shmati as Amori Repreim. It says a lot in the Pasuk, Avnuchi Shmati as Amori Repreim. I shall go by Arazim go. Because the Pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Vanoichi yishmati es amori mipreim arozim gavohu," and it says that I destroyed the amori whose height was very tall. So you see, Hashem is saying, "Wow, even though the height was so tall, I still destroyed them." So you see, it's a shvach; it's a good thing; it's a praise that someone's so tall. Amra papa baricha shemita sanya. We're talking about that a person who's very tall, but he's not holding his height well. And he looks like he's bent over and he doesn't look good. That's what type of tall person. A tall person who holds his height well, of course, it's not a mum. The opposite, it's a shvach. Omar Shlokesh, Gavoya lo yisa gavoyis. A very tall person should not marry a very tall woman. Why? Shami yitzme tyran. Maybe tyran actually means a mast. Maybe a very, very tall person will come out, then that's not good. Nanas lo yisa nanas. A short person should not marry a very short person. Shami yitzme metzboy. A little tiny finger will come out of that. Tiny person, love and lady Silvana, white person, light skinned person shouldn't marry a light skinned person. Isha, Shem Yitzhak Bayek, maybe a very light skinned baby will come out of them. Shachal Yitzhakhara, dark people shouldn't marry very dark people. Shem Yitzhak Tepuach, maybe a very dark child will come out of that, and that means like a pat. Tepuach is also like a pat. The Mishnah said, Vaita, Cherish, Vahashaita, Vahashikor, all those things are not kosher, they're all in Bali Mumin. Right, the Gemara, Shika Meichel Avoida. Shika is worse than Stam Amom. It's not the good Avoida, but Shika does Avoida. Zok the Gemara, Bahadim Ubayi Lamechshav. Maybe you should say it. Okay, we're just saying it because it makes no Avoida good. So say it together with the Avoida of the Bali Mumin, which are Meichel the Avoida. Put it together with them. Shika Meichel Avoida, Bahadim Ubayi Lamechshav. So the Marvashadvar Mashakrim, we're talking about all the Dvarma Mashakrim, and it's the Loik Rabbi Yehuda. See, they see only we pass in Loik Rabbi Yehuda that only wine disqualifies the Avoida actually. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that any type of way you get drunk is disqualified from Avoida. Tanya, Ochol Dvela Kilis Shasho Chol Vadvash. If someone ate figs of ki'ilah, which was made the person drunk, or milk or honey, which was fermented, and he got drunk from that. Nichnach lamikdash is chayiv. That's Rabbi Yehuda holds. We hold not like that, and therefore it's not meichel avoda. Therefore, we include in this mishnah and not in the other mishnah. Zok the mishnah vaita eluk sheim v'adam shul behema. The following are kosher by a people and by pasul by behema. The kosher by people and behema not pasul. What is it? Oisav es benoi. We'll see what that means exactly. By behema, you know what it means. You shech the mother and the child at the same day. And by kain would mean the kain and son does avoid on the same day. It's not a problem. They both do avoid on the same day. It's not a problem. That's one example. Treifa, a kain is a treifa, it's kosher for avoid, mashenke in the behema. Vieta, a dayfin is a Syrian, it's kosher for avoid, mashenke in the behema. Shinedma, aveira, someone did aveira. Let's say a kain was roiva with a behema, he's still kosher. He himself still kosher to avoid. Vishem is other, if someone's a murderer, he's taka, still kosher for avoid. Even though the animal that killed is not kosher, that va avoid. And you should know, actually, that there are banon that could be that someone who does kill a person is not so pashut midrabanon what the halacha is. Because you see, Birkas Kahanim, they can't do. They can't do Birkas Kahanim if they're a murderer. So, but Lamaisa, they didn't do that for Avoida, only for Birkas Kahanim. You have to look into that sugya by itself. The Mishnah says, Vaita, I know you see Noshim by Aveira, but if a Kohen marries someone who's also to him, Aveira, then it's possible for Avoida. Actually, the Renah, I know. If he marries like a Grusha, or a Chalutza, the halach is that he is possible until he's Mada Hana from that Isha, until he basically promises he's not going to marry that Isha, then he'd be kosher for Avoida. Tamil Mesim, also Pasla Shakavlo Shem Tamil Mesim. He doesn't have to Mada Hana, but a Tamil Mesim, someone who's been Tamil Mesim, a Kohen, he has to accept of himself not to do this Tum anymore, and then he'll be again qualified for Avoida. So the Gemara says, "Ve'eluk sherim ba'adam." First thing is oisav esmenoi. My oisav esmenoi. What's oisav esmenoi by a kohen? Ilei ma'aron avonav. Aaron and his children are doing avoda. Dekavasei by behemat hayish avonoi. You know the male goat and its son. Minog. There's no. It's oisav esmenoi. Only by a mother and its son by behemah. Because the Bvat Hayyabai says, Oisves ben Noig ben Akeva, Oisves ben Noig was Charm. It's only by the Keva, it's not by his Charm. So Eli can tell me, because Tiyosha ben Noig, talking about a female goat with her son, and Dinala Mimakrovich. So by a Kohen, it's not possible. The Kavah say, Hacha Kehenes ben Noig, a Kohenes, a female Kohen, and her son's doing Avoida. Kehenes can't do Avoida. Kehenes bas Avoida. A Kehenes can't do Avoida. So I'm talking about Arav and his sons. I was saying by Oisves ben Noig, by Behema, does have an Isser. I was saying it's only by Nikavis not by Zacha. The Kavah say, Hacha Tai Shabanoi. I'm reminded of Rabbi Yisrael Oven. Ada Amra Chananya he must be. This is Chananya. The Tanya learned in the Brisa. Oisves ben Noig Nikavis veInoig Buscharim. That's Tanakama holds that Oisves ben Noig is only by a mother and its child in Al Shech the same day, but by a Zachar you are allowed to Shech the father and the son the same day. But Chananya Amra Noig Buscharim Nikavis by both. And our Mishnah is going according to that, and therefore is saying only by Behema it's possible, but by a Kohen and a son could do Avoida. It says in the Mishnah, Noisi Noshim, someone marries Noshim that are also for them, they can't do Avoida until they make Muda Hana. But you don't have to do divorcing. Muda Hana is enough. Tana, Noide V'Oiver V'Oiveid. He makes the Neda, he could really do Avoida. Yerid Megarish, he comes down to Avoida, then he does the Gerishin. Right, she just made a neder. Maybe he'll be shayal the neder. Leichos, tuma also the gavach chacham sharle. Go to chacham and be matter neder. But more, some are talking fire to the neder. You have to speak out the neder. You have to speak out the neder. Chacham will never do it for you. He speak out the neder. He'll never agree. So the harlech amadim talking fire to the neder. It's only good for the amadim holds. You have to speak out the neder. El amadim ain't talking fire to the neder. What are you going to say if the amadim amar? You don't have to speak out the neder. L'chayr now with shver, maybe he's going to go be matter the neder, and doesn't help anything by telling making a neder that he's not going to marry this lady. How you let him do avoida? So the gemara did really berabim. Did it berabim? That maybe cannot do hatara on that. Break the harlech amadim neder shut of berabim la afara. They can't do hatara on that. El amadim yesh lo afara. Even a neder berabim could do afara. My ikamem. Gonna say, it's more than just doing it in the public. He did it on the standing of the public, which means that they have to agree that, and here they're not going to agree. They have to. So there, you can't do hatar on that. Even those who say neder rabim is that there's afara das rabim ain't le afara. If you do al das rabim, there is no afara, and therefore that's the eitz over here. So tomorrow, by the way, that by a das rabbin there's no afara. It's not even only dvar shus. A dvar mitzvah, the isha afara, there will be afara. Kiahu the mikri dadiki, there was this teacher of children, a kindergarten rabbi, Adi Rav Acha, the kapash vinuki. The Rav Acha made him take an edit. He's not going to do anymore, not going to do it to teach kids anymore because he was hitting them too much. Ma'is v'hadri Ravina put him back. He's matter an edit and put him back. Why? Like Ashkach Navadai Kavase. They didn't find anyone who could teach as good as him. They see teaching is the most important thing. The end of the Mishnah says, "Matamel Mesim." All you have to do is they should be mekabel himself. He doesn't have to do any muda hana. Ma'ish the hachis sagel mekabel. It's enough that he's mekabel. He's not going to be matamel Mesim. Ma'ish the hosin the dinulah that you make him make haneder. So the hosin is a terkafay. Why forbidden arayis that he has a yetsaharos? You have to do a strong thing and make a haneder hana. But here by Mesim, not just use the terkafay. That's enough. Hardon alach mum elu for those that.